Hello and welcome to the Get Transformed podcast of Transformation Christian Fellowship. We are so excited that you are tuning in, and hope that you would be empowered and transformed by the Word of God.
God is a good God. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's so good. Good to see you, Jocelyn, in the house today, y'all. Mom coming along? Yes. Woo. Praise God. Praise God. God is a good God. The prayers of the righteous, y'all don't understand, availeth much. So, God is good to us. I'm telling you, people don't know the power of God is real. And when the people of God come together and pray, we can see some amazing things. Well, it's 11:34, and so I'm going to preach about 2 hours to keep you away from the food and let it go cold. It's like, no, I'm playing. The devil's a liar. Honestly, y'all just give me just a few minutes and we're going to get into Friendsgiving, amen. This is something that we do here, man, just to thank God, you know, just come together as a community and just thank God with one another, and we're going to have some fun, amen. Well, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, and it's one verse. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I want to talk to you from the subject really briefly, in everything. Well, as I begin to reflect, I don't know about you, but towards the end of the year, I do a lot of reflection. I do a lot of thought, thinking about the year to come, analyzing where I'm at and all of that stuff like that. And, I really was thinking about something concerning worship, and it hit my mind. And as you mature, there's certain things that you begin to understand in your thinking about why God says certain things. And one of the things that in my time of like thinking about and reflecting about this year and reflecting about what's to come and what's to go in the new year, you begin to think about when, oh, some things didn't go as I would like to, it didn't go as I planned. You know, you can dwell in that, or you can fix your mind on what did go well and what is promising up the road. It's all about the matter of where your mind is. And as I was thinking about worship, one of the things I want to show you is that number one, worship, ladies and gentlemen, is not conditional. Worship is not conditional, like in the sense of it's like this, that sometimes with us, we want to worship God based upon conditional. If you do this, then I'll give you that. If you do this, I'll give you obedience. Because you don't realize obedience is the highest form of worship. So if I do this, I'm going to do that for you. And that's not a mark of a mature believer. It's a mark of an immature believer, because you see God as someone who has to be performed for you so that you could do for him. You want God to be a performer. You don't want God just for who he is. Ladies and gentlemen, when you understand how worship is, how it's not conditional, then you will, if you treat God in the sense of being only conditional, then you'll feel the same way in all of your other relationships, that everyone has to perform for you. And the moment where people don't do unto you that you want them to do is the moment you back yourself off. That's not true form of worship. Because worship, ladies and gentlemen, as Jesus said, must be done in spirit and truth. God's truth does not change because of a circumstance. Are you hearing what I say to you? worship has to be, worship cannot be conditional. It's almost like this. My wife and I, we've been married for a couple of years now. And it's like this, is that in a true marital relationship, neither one of us are always going to be, are always going to do to each other as we would like or do what we want all the time. But that does not mean that I stop being committed to committed to her because she's not doing what I want. Are you get what I'm saying? A true committed relationship is not based on conditions. It's based upon unconditional love. And if you truly love God, then it has to be unconditional because his love towards you is unconditional. And so it does not make sense for you to determine in yourself that you're going to solely worship God based upon the type of condition you find yourself to be in. Because if you really come to an understanding of what really means to be grateful and thankful, you come to understand, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why I love this these verses so much, because Paul tells the Thessalonican church, he says, number one, you need to rejoice always. Number two, you need to pray without ceasing. And then number three, he ends it by saying, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concern, Christ Jesus for you. These are not, ladies and gentlemen, something that you are suggestions. These are commands. This is a mark of a true believer. I'm not suggesting to you to rejoice always. I'm telling you to rejoice always. I'm telling you to pray constantly. And I'm telling you that you need to give thanks in everything. Because you don't understand that when you put praise along with prayer, it births gratitude. Yeah. And so gratitude can't be based upon what is going right. Gratitude has to be in all of my circumstances. No matter if I'm doing well in life, no matter if I'm doing bad, ladies and gentlemen, I have to keep a constant place, a consistent place of being grateful. And thankful, because a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, what we don't realize is that when we worship, elevates us over wherever we are, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, it cannot be based on condition. What I like about the Thessalonican, what I like about this letter to Paul, that Paul writes to the Thessalonican church is that he's writing this from jail, and he's telling you to rejoice always. Pray constantly, and in everything give thanks. He's writing this from jail. If you go to Psalm verse 34, verse 1, when we quote the song, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Don't you know David was under attack? His life was on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, it cannot be based on a condition. It got to be at all times. And what is showing you that even in his situation in jail, it didn't take his gratitude. It didn't take Paul's gratitude. Even though Abimelech was on David's tail, he still said, guess what? I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. I don't care if my life is on the line. I don't care whatever's going on. I'm going to bless the Lord. Because the praises of God is not contingent on what I feel. It's not even contingent on my on our condition. So it has to be unconditional. So worship, ladies and gentlemen, it cannot be based on conditions. Because if it is, it's not true worship. You're not doing it in spirit and you're not doing it in truth. You only have made it about flesh. Because worship is a denial of self and the praise of one. And so you have to understand that you're not going to be obedient as we ought to. And the reason why we're not going to be as obedient as we ought to is because we only see it out of condition.
Come on.
Cannot be conditional. Number two, as I continue to put my foot to the gas, what I begin to understand is that during this year is that worship cannot be based on my feelings. Worship cannot be based on how I am feeling. Because my feelings, ladies and gentlemen, is fickle.
Yeah.
They're up and down, just like this weather we have out here.
Yeah.
1 minute, it was almost 70 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the next minute at night, it was 40.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what it's doing.
Right.
I put on this wool thing, I already got hot. I don't know whether to put on the heat in here or put on AC. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know how to call it. And the same thing with us. We Jekyll and Hyde with God. Come on. You don't know if you're good one day or next. I don't know what I'm getting from you today. Come on. Worship can't be based on my feelings. I don't always feel like worshiping God. Let's be honest. I don't always feel like, and when I also say worshiping, I'm not talking about the clapping of my hands and lifting up my, I'm talking about I don't always feel like obeying God. Again, obedience is the highest form of what? Worship. I'm trying to get you to understand something. I don't always feel like it. Sometimes I want my flesh to win. Are you hearing what I say? There are times where I don't all, it's not, because you always want to equate worship with a feeling, goosebumps going up. It's not always like that. You ain't always getting goosebumps and having your mascara running or your eyes crying on the floor. It ain't always like that. Can't be based on your feelings. You don't always feel like having to walk out a plan where you feel like it's taking forever for it to manifest. You don't always feel like doing that. Worship is not a feeling. You have to understand there are times where you have to understand that there is a sacrifice. Hebrews, put up Hebrews for me. I believe it's Hebrews chapter 13. Here we go. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer up what?
The sacrifice of
praise. Let him do what? Offer up what?
The sacrifice of praise.
To God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Verse 16 then tells us, but do not forget to do good and share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be times where you have to praise God from a place of sacrifice. Because you don't always feel like it. I already know another person who didn't feel like it. Job didn't feel like it neither. All of this hell was going on in Job's life. It seemed like one thing after another. And then he gets to a place and say that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But here's the sacrifice. But blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord can take it. The Lord can give it. It don't matter where I find myself in at the moment. But I'm going to bless him even though I don't feel like it. Even though grief is tricking me. Even though I feel like I have a lot of loss. But guess what? The Lord has given it to me. But he also can take it away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, I hear you. He gets to a place of offering a sacrifice. This is what he gets to a place in the later verses he talks about. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That is a sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen. It's a sacrifice to say, you know what? I'm not going to take matters into my own hand. I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to trust him. I don't understand all what's going on around me. I don't understand why I'm getting afflicted like this. I don't understand why I'm a faithful person. I'm a devoted faith man of God. But guess what? I'm going to bless him and I'm going to trust him, though he slay me yet. See, true praise is a yet that gets on the inside of you. Oh, but in all these things, I'm still more than a conqueror. Oh my goodness, you gotta get to a place. Jesus didn't necessarily feel like getting the brakes beat off of him, but yeah, he said, nevertheless, oh my God, you gotta get to a place that say, nevertheless, I'm gonna praise. The Bible says in Psalm 103, he says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. What that psalmist is saying is trying to command his soul to say, hey soul, even though you don't feel like it, I got to bless him. I'm commanding this soul that want to stay in bed and cry my eyes to sleep. I'm commanding this soul to say, get up and praise the Lord. Commanding this soul. Soul, bless your name. Feet, bless your name. Hands, bless your name. I gotta tell myself, get up and praise. I don't feel like it, but I got
got you. But here's what happens when I start telling myself, I start building up myself in my most holy faith, because all of a sudden I get a strength that ain't from this world. I get a peace that's not from this world. I get joy that's not from this world. The Bible says that in the presence of God there is the fullness of joy, and at his hand, or right hand, are pleasures forevermore. I don't always feel. Hallelujah. If you're still looking for feeling, you're missing. Because I'm not looking to feel good. I'm looking for my perspective to change. Because if I keep my mind on this, I'm going to sink deeper in depression. Oh, but if I get my mind made up to say, listen here, soul, you're going to bless the Lord today. I don't always feel like it. Listen, I don't always feel like having faith. But the Bible tells me that I need to think of those things. That means there's an action here. I got to actually think on things of good report. Think on things. I got to force myself to think. Not being stoic. I'm not telling you to be stoic. I'm telling you to change your mind. Because if you think, all I need is a thought. You have a million some thoughts running through your mind, all of it pessimistic. All I need is one faithful thought.
One faithful thought. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, this year, you can feel like, oh my God, the end is near. I feel like, oh my goodness, this what can get, I don't feel like this is going to turn out well for me. Oh, but if you get a thought, all I need is just one thought. Because if I can get myself here, the enemy wants to keep you thinking on what is bad. That it can't go good. That nothing can turn around for me. But if I get one thought to say, oh, no. Hey, but he can keep my mind in perfect peace. If I keep my mind stayed on him, my situation may not be peaceful, but I can have peace through it. You looking for perfect conditions to praise God. Keep looking. But the reality of the matter is, when I'm up on the valley, when I'm up on the mountain, I'm going to praise him. When I'm down in the valley, I'm going to still praise him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He says, in everything. Number one, it's not based upon condition. Number two, it's not based on how I feel. Number three, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not thanking God for everything that has happened in my life. But I'm thanking him in everything. Because not everything that happened in my life, God did.
That's it.
What are you talking about? Some people say, oh, God used that situation to do what he needs to. No, God didn't send nobody to rape you. God didn't send that molestation. He didn't do none of that. That comes from evil works. And I'm not going to associate evil with God. No, this is what happened. God did not allow that to be your story. God didn't allow it to be my story. He didn't allow you to be defined by it. But he gave you a future and a hope. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, I'm not thanking him just for every little thing that's happened in my life, because not everything is I'm being thankful for. You can say, man, I lost a job. Oh, I'm thankful for that. I'm not telling you to be stoic. That's not what I'm telling you. The Bible's not telling you to have feelings. It's telling you how to process it correctly. He says in everything. He didn't say everything give God thanks, because not everything is from him. So I'm not grateful for that. But I'm thankful for in everything. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Because if you understand, first, it's not on your feelings. Number one, that's not conditional. The number two, it's not on your feelings. Then you can understand that I can give him thanks in where I'm at. Because though I may not be thankful for everything that has happened, I can still have thanks for while I'm in it. Because I'm not thanking God for the situation. I'm thanking him because he's over the situation. I'm not thanking him for something bad happening. I'm thanking him for the fact of the matter is that though something bad has happened, I still can rejoice because my God is still with me. This is real worship, ladies and gentlemen. Real worship is that based upon wherever I am in, he is worthy of praise while I'm in it. Here's what happens. Whatever you don't give thanks in, God cannot come into. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his what? People. In other words, what that means is, though I might be in this sticky, adverse situation, the moment I start thinking, God, you are so good to me. I thank you, oh God, that even in grief, oh God, I know, oh God, that my loved one has a future hope. God, I thank you even right now for the time I've had with him. Thank you, oh God, for right now, oh God, how you been. Though I may have lost my job right here, I thank you, oh God, because you can provide my need in it. God, though I may have lost my job, I still believe that, God, you can provide me a new one with even better benefits. God, even though I'm going through a loss of a relationship, God, I still believe, oh God, that I'm going to trust you, oh God, because you're going to put me around people that won't break my heart in the name of Jesus Christ. And then what happens is, come here, dog. What happens is the God just starts sinking into that, and he starts getting into where you are, and he starts inhabiting where you've made a sanctuary to give God praise. Hallelujah. Look at somebody, say, come on and let God sit in your presence. Come on, let God sit in your presence. Because when he starts hearing that worship, I dare you, where you are, just start bringing God to your presence. Your God can meet you where you are. Where God will meet you at your knee. Because wherever he is, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And if you open up your mouth, then you will let God come in and dwell there. In where I'm at. Because some of you, I don't understand people's thinking. You don't like to go to prayer. You like to run away when things get hard. I don't understand. You don't come to the sanctuary, things going tough. You don't get in here. I tell this to you. I tell this all the time. I say, take advantage of the sanctuary. Why? Because when I leave out of here, I'm leaving with a different perspective than what I came in. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't say a lot that goes on and all of this stuff like that, but there was one earlier this summer, a whole lot of things were going on. I was looking at certain things, but yet great things were happening. Have you ever been in a place where you like good things are happening? Oh my God, a lot of forward progress to look toward to, but then you still got a lot of little junk around that it's disturbing your spirit. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. That's disturbing your spirit, you know? You know, we come back from Chicago a week later, you know, your uncle, he gone. You know what I'm saying? He gone. Think great thing. You come back and then bam, you hit with that. You know what I'm saying? Then you feel like, man, the church is doing all right and all, but the finances is not clicking. What is happening? I don't understand. All these stuff are going through your mind. Yeah. But yeah, good things are happening. Yeah. But then when you look at the numbers and records, well, this don't look like it should be still maintaining the way it is. But for some odd reason, God has just been this easing you on. And you see, because if you dwell on that, then you don't see. But then my mind changed when I just start seeing certain things. I'm like, well, that shouldn't have happened, but for some odd reason,
that's happening. Yeah.
Pulling me along. You know, he just kept on pulling me through here, and just when I didn't see how it was gonna work, oh man, he sent somebody to do this out the blue. Well, that's pulling me on here. Somebody'll get it later when you go home. He just kept on pulling me along. I just keep pulling you along. You know, I don't see it fully, but just keep pulling me along. But God, that's going to pull me along. And in a moment when you start realizing it, your heart starts changing. Like, wait a minute. I'm going to give you thanks for the pull along, Jesus. Listen, it don't have to be like this. It could really be another way. I could be another statistic. We could be another church that shut down. Oh, but if there's a destiny, he's going to just keep pulling. He is going to keep pulling me along. Because guess what? It is the sovereignty of God that is getting you to a place. And the moment you thank God for his sovereignty, the things that you don't see but is being set up on the other side, you begin to understand that where I'm at can give God praise. see, but you don't see God in it. That's the problem. You don't see the reality of God and where you are. Some of you are so caught into yourself, you think it's people. It's really God. God uses people. Because guess what? What you don't understand is, like I told you the other week, God ain't just speaking to you. There's other people who he is going to speak to meet you where you are. You don't realize that no one blesses. It's random to you, but it's not random to God. Because God already spoke to that person. I'm trying to get you to understand this. The heavenly reality in your present. You don't realize is that there are certain things out of divine providence that must and will happen no matter the decision you make. And when it comes in the earth, you have a choice what to do with that. And what I begin to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that where I'm at in this moment, God is always deserving of praise. I'm trying to get you to understand that in everything, you saying in my divorce, Pastor? In everything. You saying in laws, Pastor? In everything. Oh, a new great opportunity and job? In everything. A new marriage? In everything. It has no condition. It's not saying when things are great, praise God. Or when things are only low, praise God. Because what I know is it ain't nothing wrong when you praise God when you're low. But something happens when you're not as grateful when you feel like all things are going well. For the life of me, I don't understand that. Come on. Some of us pull away, not even when things are bad, but even when things are great. Because you allow the productivity or henceforth your busyness to make you too busy for God. So I don't put myself, I'm not in everything. I'm in myself. Because you don't realize, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus was one of the most busiest men, but yet he knew how to take time for his Father. Because he understood in everything. Ladies and gentlemen, I close on this. Number one, I told you that it is not conditional. Number two, I told you, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not based on feeling. Number three, I told you that it's in everything. Number four, the reason why is because it's the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is the mark of the believer. The will of God is that his praises will be seen through his people. Yeah. That's when we're rejoicing always, praying constantly, and in everything giving thanks. For it is the will in Christ Jesus. Meaning everyone that's in Christ. This is the mark of those who are in Christ. I'm marked by my praise. I'm marked by my prayer life. And I'm marked by my gratitude. And as the will of God is being displayed in the earth, that's how the kingdom of darkness and people can see us of the children of the light and say how we are different because, oh my goodness, we're not determined by the world tells you when things are up, that's when you should be up. But the kingdom says whether you're up or down, all I know is God is bigger and greater, and he's still worthy because it's not contingent on whatever he does, but it's contingent on who he is. Because if you only see God for what he does, then you don't really understand who he is. Because it's who he is that does what he do. It's because of who he is that he does what he does. I know you want to eat, but I'm trying to tell you. Come on. It is what it is. Because at the end of the day, it's not a matter. Oh, you can see his hand all you want to, but you're robbing yourself to know who he is. It's not what he does that keeps you. It's who he is that keeps you. Because sometimes you have to understand that when you are in a certain place, it's who he is, and reminded of who he is, is what's going to pull you along. I'm not rooting my faith in what he does.
That's a part of it. I put my faith in him because of who he is. You can't even think to receive nothing from God if you don't believe who he is.
That's it.
Because if you don't truly believe who he is, you ain't going to be able to ask him for nothing.
Come on.
You can't ask somebody for something you don't think they have.
Come on.
The reason why you don't think I can praise him and everything, because you don't think he has what you need. You think that he's a part of many other beliefs, other philosophical thoughts, ideologies, other belief systems that I can add him to. And guess what? You are as fickle as the wind.
Yes.
And the Bible says that you are you're unstable in all your ways because you're double-minded.
Oh.
I'm telling the truth. I'm trying to get our minds. If you haven't been noticing through all the sermons I've preached to you in the last few weeks, I'm trying to get you to think on a different plane. Because where you are ain't good enough for where you need to go. Your thinking and your thinking about God needs to change, or you will have the same year that you've been continuing to have. You'll have the same result that you've been still getting. I'm trying to tell you, are you tired of that? Because the moment you get into a place of understanding who God really is, then your worship really will become real. Because the mark is by rejoicing always. Ooh, why is they so thankful, my God? I'm not talking about no other gods. I'm talking about one.
Yeah.
The true living one.
Yes.
The one who made nothing out of something.
Yes.
The one who has no beginning, no end.
Yes.
The one, ladies and gentlemen, who exists three in one. The one, ladies and gentlemen, who had fellowship with the Trinity before you were even here.
Yes.
And said in themselves, let us free man. And the same love we feel with one another, we gonna put it on creation. Because God showed his love for us in that we weren't created like everybody else. Out of everything else, there's only one being that has his breath.
Yeah.
And with that breath, the Bible says, let everything that, what you waiting on? Let everything that has what? Breath. I'm talking about that breath that he knows. That breath that he, in you, ladies and gentlemen, let everything, what you waiting on still? I said, let everything. If you got breath in your body, if you got breath in your being, I dare you to give God, stand on your feet and give up the world worthy God the praise that he's due. I said, open up your mouth. If you think you so big, give God his praise. Give God what he's due. Come on, open up your mouth, church. Is that what you think he's due? Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God who take away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him.
in everything. Look at somebody saying everything. Encourage your neighbor in the Lord in everything. In everything. Here's why. Romans 8:28, because all things, they working. I don't see it. Vanessa, it's working. It's working. You don't see it, but it's working. You don't see it, but it's working. You don't see it yet, but it's working. The reason why I'm encouraging you like this, because I'm trying to encourage your heart. You don't see it, but it's working. I said everything. I said it's all coming together. And guess what? It don't gotta always look good for it to come together neither. Sometimes it gets ugly before it gets good. Oh, but point your hands towards it. Say, God gonna make it good. Hey, God gonna make it good. Woo, glory. Oh my God, I said he gonna make it good. I hear you, Holy Spirit. He gonna make it good. Hallelujah, those who sown in tears, I'm telling you, you about to reap in joy. You may gotta cry a couple more tears, but guess what? There's a sowing season, a reaping season of joy. I said, you faint not. Sometimes it look ugly before it gets good. Oh my God. The reason why Jocelyn has that praise report, because it looked ugly before it got good. I'm telling you. Son of my soul. We're getting out of here. I feel the anointing of the Lord. Lift your hands right here. I feel the anointing of the living God. The strength of the Lord is touching you. The courage of the Lord is strengthening you now. God, thank you. Oh, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great. just left.
It's your breath
in our lungs.
In our lungs.
So we pour.
So we pour.
Great are you. offer Jesus to you today.
Amen.
If you don't know Jesus in this room, it's a danger to leave here and don't know who he is. I want to give you, I'm not here to scare you into heaven. I'm here to tell you the reality of the matter. There is an eternity. But guess why? Jesus came into the earth. Jesus came into the earth to redeem us of our sins, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Believe it or not, there is nothing good in any of us. But he died so that we could have a new heart, not be separated from our Creator no longer. He put the shame, the enmity that was between us and our Creator. And today is the day. You don't got to do nothing crazy. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord. I'm giving you this opportunity now. While time is still here, you don't know what tomorrow holds for you. None of us do. But I wouldn't leave out of this today without knowing who Jesus is. If you want to rededicate your life back to Christ, you can do that today. If you want to make this your church, I would love to be your pastor. These people would love to be your family. With every heart, I feel the anointing. Let me do this quickly. I feel his grace. Listen, repeat this after me. It's not the prayer that makes you saved, but it's your true heart's confession. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I acknowledge I'm a sinner and I'm in need of a savior. I say today that you died on the cross, that you were buried, that you rose again, and that you ascended to the right hand of the Father just for me. And I want to make you the Lord over my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the very first time, let me see your hand. And those of you who are online, if those of you online, you text that number that's on your screen. If you're glad to be here and glad to be saved, come on, put your hands together. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, yeah. It's working out for me. Come on, say it over your life. It's working out.
Thanks for listening to the Get Transformed podcast. We hope that you would subscribe so you can continue to be empowered by the latest message. For more information about Transformation Christian Fellowship or Pastor Brandon Hill, visit our website, transformationchristianfellowship.org, or download our free mobile app on the App Store or Google Play Store. If you would like to support this ministry, simply text TCF1 to the number 94000 or visit our website. We thank you for your generosity and for listening to the Get Transformed podcast. And remember, transformation starts here.